CLB 5-6, commercial services, shopping online, listening, skill building activity.
Hey Aaliyah, how are you doing?
Oh, hi Carmen, I'm good. How about you? I bet you're excited about your trip to Mexico. Are you all packed and ready to go?
Well, almost. I still have a few little things that I need to get, like a bathing suit and a couple of t-shirts. But other than that, I'm ready to go.
Oh, where are you going to get those?
It's hard to shop for summer clothes in the middle of winter.
I know. January is not the best time to find swimsuits and beachwear, but I found an online shopping site that has almost everything I need.
Really? Are you a big fan of shopping online?
Well, I never was before, to be honest. I'm usually one of those people who likes to go to the mall every weekend. I like to see things and try them on before I buy them. But I found this site called The Blue Nile, and it's great.
Oh yeah? Tell me about it.
Well, they have a really good selection of things, and I like that they have size charts on their website that show you exact measurements for all the sizes. That way, I can easily figure out what size will fit me. They have some great deals and such a good return policy. So, I'm just sticking to online shopping for everything I need.
Really? But what about the shipping costs? Shipping usually costs a fortune, doesn't it?
It depends. On this site, anything over $20 is free shipping. Also, it's a Canadian site, so you don't have to worry about customs and duty charges, like with some American sites.
Sounds good. So, did you see anything for your trip?
Yeah, I found a couple of pairs of sandals and some swimsuits that I liked. I'm going to order them this week, and then my shopping is done.
Awesome. Sounds so easy. I've only had one experience with shopping online, and it was terrible.
Oh no, what happened?
I bought a pair of pants, and they didn't fit properly. I wanted to send them back, but it was really difficult to find the return policy on the company website. When I eventually did find it, I realized I had to pay for the return shipping. The shipping cost was $15, and the pants were only $25.
Oh no, what a ripoff!
I know, right? And it took over a month to get my money back. I even called their customer service line a couple of times, and it was always busy. I decided after that I would never buy anything online again.
Oh, that's too bad. What was the name of the website?
It was called FairPrice. When I did more investigating, I realized there was no physical address for the company. I also noticed so many spelling mistakes on their website, so I started to become suspicious. I should have paid closer attention to those details. Through all the fine print, I figured out the company was overseas somewhere, and not in Canada.
Sounds like it wasn't a reputable site. I'm glad that you eventually got your money back, but it's too bad about the return shipping fee.
Yeah, it really wasn't worth all the hassle.
Well, if you change your mind about online shopping, you should try the Blue Nile. I give it 5 stars.
CLB 5-6, Shopping Online, Listening Assessment.
Online shopping can be fun, convenient, cost-effective, and relatively safe when you take certain precautions. Here are some tips for shopping safely online. First, always make sure the websites and the companies you want to buy from are legitimate. Before you make a purchase, try to find some customer reviews to see what others are saying. Also, check if the company has a physical location and look for any customer service information. Some websites even have real-time chat services to help you while you shop. Be really careful if you see a lot of spelling and grammar mistakes on the site. They are a good indication the company isn't a reputable one. Next, be careful how much personal information you give to online retailers and make sure to keep it safe. You can do this in a couple of ways. Start by not using the same password for every web store you frequent. If you use one password for all of your online transactions and your login information gets stolen, all of your online accounts could end up being compromised. Remember to never use a simple password like 1234, as these are really easy to hack. Instead, use passwords that incorporate symbols, numbers, lowercase or uppercase letters. Also, remember that legitimate online retailers will never ask for personal details like your social insurance number or your banking PIN numbers, so never give out that information. There are some security issues to think about when you're paying for items online. First, only trust websites that are encrypted. This means that any communication between you and the website is safe and secure. The easiest way to tell if the site is encrypted is if the web address starts with HTTPS rather than just HTTP, so be sure to look for the S. The website URL should also have a padlock symbol at the beginning of it. This is a clear indication that it's safe and secure. What's also important is that you make sure to only use a trusted Wi-Fi network when making online purchases. If you use public Wi-Fi, you could be exposing yourself to cyber criminals who want to steal your personal data. You could also be putting your phone or computer at risk. No matter what you do online, always make sure you have up-to-date antivirus software installed on your device. And it's good if this software has an ad blocker as well. Scammers like to use annoying pop-up ads to lure and confuse online shoppers. These pop-up ads can lead you to untrustworthy sites. Remember to follow these tips to avoid being scammed, or worse, having someone steal your personal information. A little bit of caution will ensure that your online shopping experience is enjoyable and safe at the same time.